Well, Dale, I really don't know where to start there after watching that. I mean, I'm in a state of shock. I don't know how you feel. You've been out there and you've been subjected to that.
Yeah, obviously really disappointed. You can see how they've, you know, got to the results that they've got. They obviously know their conditions really well. It's all started with a toss, really. Obviously won a bat first. We've seen the results here, and things pretty much went their way. I thought we did well up front. We got ourselves in a position where, had we got a couple of wickets, we could have got on top of them. The middle period, whether it was down to some ill-disciplined bowling or good cricket from their point of view, obviously Max been a huge part of their success, and he just played another one of his innings where he was in total control. As soon as the ball started spinning, even I bowled a few that spun. It was always going to be tough if they got over sort of 130, 140, and we just couldn't keep them down to that.
Hmm. 155, you were going to have to score the best score by any visiting team here this year to try and win, and Hampshire haven't lost here. They've won all of their games here this season. But it was attainable. It certainly felt attainable. But your spinners, you know, your bowling's gone for 10 more boundaries than you managed to get there, and that was the difference. You just couldn't get their spinners away, could you?
No, I think the new ball was key for us, you know, with their attack. We had to try and get at least up with the rate or ahead of the rate after six overs. Otherwise, getting, you know, eights, nines, tens when you're walking in and the spinning ball when you don't know which way it's spinning is almost impossible. So, you know, we didn't really get, even though they got 155, our best chance was really to go really hard up front, and we set ourselves up, and then, you know, we lost Mucci, and then Colonel tried to, you know, one shot and got out. Things just didn't go away. But I felt that was the way we're going to get that score is you have to really take that new ball on while it's hard, take your risks up front, and it just didn't work out.
Maybe you lost this one last week when Michael DiVenuto injured his finger, then Paul Collingwood went and strained his back on Friday. You know, two key players there. You lost a bowler and a batsman. And, you know, you've come down here without two very key players. I mean, Paul's been the leading bowler this season. You didn't have that out there today.
No, for sure. And he's, you know, he's been brilliant for us. Just his experience out there, as I said earlier on the TV, it really helps me. And I got a bit excited when I saw the ball spinning and we just couldn't contain him. And I think, you know, it would have definitely helped with having him there. But we had a good side out there, and you know, they've played better than us, and we are going to have to play really well to beat them with their world class spinners really that they had.
I mean, they're the reigning champions. They could well go on and win it again. Nottinghamshire have fallen by the wayside today. Mm. So some big names have already gone out of this competition this year.
Yeah, that's the nature of the competition. You know, I think it's great that we're at least here and can have this chat, because, you know, we weren't anywhere last year, and I think we've definitely improved, and we're starting to move in a direction that's the right way. So we've had some good performances over the campaign, and it's a long campaign. You're really hoping that everything comes right on the day, and we were close. We had our opportunities, I think, in the field, but we didn't quite capitalise on them and restrict them to a score that was a bit more obtainable for us.
On the plus side, you've got the mid-August, still in three competitions, two left now. You turn your attention back to the county championship on Wednesday. Hampshire are making the journey up to the northeast this time. You're still leading there, and there's still an awful lot to play for in two competitions.
Yeah, definitely. Like, as I said, we've, you know, from a lot of the goals that we set out at the beginning of the season, from where we left off last year, we're in really good shape. You know, we've achieved a lot so far, but you know, you're only going to have something to show for it at the end. So these are the crucial weeks now, where we're coming up to the performances and the wins now are the real crucial ones. When you're tired, and you know the season's been a long one already, and that's going to show the character and, you know, the desire of us, how desperate we actually want it. We've got two more to go for now, and you know, hopefully we can at least end up with one, either the championship or the Pro 40.